In today's episode, we've got a very special guest. Jim Chapman is in the studio. We discuss eating his dog Martha, his first date with Tanya, if he would ever fuck an alien, and the weirdest body part he has. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Good morning, Corey!
Hello.
How are you?
Tyler. Oh, it's another sunny day in LA.
You know what? It's a sunny day. The birds are chirping.
Where are you going with this?
Oh my goodness, where won't I go? You know where I will go.
Where?
I want to go to the Grove today.
Okay.
Can we do that?
I would love to.
I would love an iced coffee from the Grove. I would love to just look at things but not buy them.
You have an iced coffee in front of you.
By the time I go to the Grove, I will need another.
Okay.
Because you know what? I have an unquenchable thirst.
For?
British men.
Oh. Speaking of which.
That
was the longest intro we've ever taken to get to a guest.
I was trying to get from, 7 degrees of...
separation.
Thank you. And we had to get to the person who's here in the room with us today. And Corey, I don't know if I would consider this your guys' first date.
Mine and Jim's first date.
Yeah, okay. Well, spoiler alert, Jim's here. Jim Chapman is here. Hi, Jim.
I was like,
hello.
What is happening?
How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks for having me.
Of course. No, I'm so happy you're here. You are in town for a very specific reason. What are you up to? By the time this comes out, people will like know about everything, right?
Yeah, so I am filming a documentary all about vlogging, the phenomenon of vlogging, where it started, where it is now, and where it's going in the future.
Wow.
How hard hitting.
I know, you're going to be
how
very
progressive. Oh my God, wait, does this mean, I guess this does mean I'm looking right into a camera right now. So there are cameras in the room. So if you guys at home that are listening to the podcast hear a shuffle about, it could either be Corey got a bloody nose,
yeah.
Jim could be taking off his clothes, or there's camera people.
I like that you're prefacing the like side noise when half the time you're like shaking
I'm usually
coffee
like this, so
in
it's
the
like,
microphone.
You're and you're like, usually like...
you're like leaning away from the microphone and like playing with your phone.
Listen.
It's just normal. They're used to it by now.
So Jim, we need to start this exclusive interview / first date between you and Corey.
Mm-hmm.
Is this our first date?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I am married.
I know.
There have been stranger relationships. Are you familiar with thruples?
A thruple?
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's a three-way couple.
Yeah.
I've never experienced it in my life, but...
Are you open to it?
Yes. I don't know.
Hello.
No, I don't know if I am, actually. I'm newly married. I think I need to kind of make sure I can...
Find your bearings.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Maybe in a year or two.
So,
settle down.
The wedding happened. Did anything go wrong?
No. Do you know what? I mean, this sounds really cliche, but it was honestly the happiest day of my life.
Boring.
I know. People keep saying...
What do you want, like, drama?
I want drama. Did you guys record it? Is it going to be on
TV
anywhere?
No,
I know
no.
that you had a no social media rule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a no social media rule. We just kind of wanted a day where we didn't have to think about cameras.
So you didn't sell the rights to your wedding to BBC.
No, we didn't. Should have done. BBC.
Let me just tell you, you missed out on a paycheck. Because me and Corey are...
Not
wedding.
Not just getting married session. And also not selling our
wedding. We had actual offers from like
I can only imagine.
Magazines who wanted to pay us,
oh my
to feature
gosh,
it. But
yeah.
We wanted it to be kind of a really special private day.
Well, I support that.
That's how I would do it.
Was Martha there?
No, we nearly fell out about this because I really wanted... Martha's my puppy, by the way. I really wanted her to come.
Can I say, I love animals with human names.
Yes, thanks.
Like Jebediah, Martha.
No one's dog's name
Jim.
Is Jebediah.
Got a dog, if you're listening at home, and if you're thinking about a name, name it Jebediah, send us a picture. What are you saying?
I met a dog named Rachel, and I didn't like her.
Oh, I guess I don't like that, maybe.
So,
Martha's
very, cute, though.
Yeah, that's a very human name, isn't it, Rachel?
I met Martha, and Martha made me bleed.
She bit you in the ear, didn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah.
I was, honestly,
and
she's
I haven't
never done
forgiven
that.
Her.
She's never done that, and then she's met you and went straight for your ear.
I guess the question is, how much would somebody have to pay you to eat Martha?
There's not enough money in the world.
Really? Everybody's got a dollar.
Everyone's got a price.
No, $1 billion, dip it in ranch.
No. I could not eat her. Do you know what? This sounds ridiculous. I am so infatuated with that dog. We watched an episode of...
That's illegal in this country. I don't know what y'all do
she's
over
also,
yonder.
She's also very small. I don't think it would, like, logistically...
Oh, my God.
I was watching an episode of Modern Family recently, and there's one where... Jay.
Y'all love Modern Family.
I love Modern Family.
It's the best comedy on TV.
Yeah, but I'm basically Jay. What's the dog called? Stella.
Stella.
Yeah, I'm like Jay. And
I watched the
like
episodes
mother.
Out of order. I don't think I've even made it to that season.
Mm, it's the newest one.
Whatever. Okay, so, yeah, what happened with Stella?
He's just saying he's the relationship that Jay has with Stella. As a fake fan of Modern Family, you won't know.
Yeah. Calm down. Did you have a dog growing up?
No. Well, we had one when I was very young, and then my mom killed it.
Drama!
Somebody found her prey.
She dipped in a ranch.
Yeah, no, she accidentally ran her over. And then she refused to get another dog until I was like, I must have been like 22. So she has a dog now, but.
I think I've told this story maybe on the podcast, but did I tell you? My mom, her dog jumped out of the car window on the highway. No. Thorns died of a natural cause.
Okay.
By the end of Thorn's life, I had a dog named Thorn. Mm. He was in a diaper. He couldn't hear his name being called. He couldn't see anything. He had to go.
Right. Did you eat him?
You know, I didn't.
No.
No.
Okay.
Which I think was a missed opportunity.
Yeah. How much would they have to pay you to eat Thorn?
You know, I am a cheap fella. $10.
This is the weirdest thing I've ever done, by the way.
Okay, wait. So I want you to look at Corey. Look him in the eye.
Okay.
I want you guys to get a little bit closer.
Okay, hang on.
But there's a mic and
I'm bringing it with me.
Now
I'm here.
So I need to set the scene for the people at home.
I do feel like I'm not Corey's type at all.
Whoa. Why?
I don't know. I know that I feel like you and I would get along really well.
We could definitely make it work.
Yeah, I just feel like I'm not Corey's type.
You're not my type or I'm not your type?
I don't think I'm your type.
Oh.
Is that fair to say?
No.
Oh, really?
Okay. I like a taller man.
Fine, there you go.
Well, there you have it. We're in love.
Hold that thought. Wait, sorry, 1 second.
What are you doing?
I'm doing something on my computer.
So you've scooched us close together, and now having a sit.
So I want you to look at each other in the eye,
okay?
And I want you to give each other...
I'm wearing my spectacles. Should I take them off?
Sure. Those are very cute
But now
glasses,
I can't see any. I've got the worst eyesight.
Oh, put your glasses back on.
But I just feel like it's a barrier.
Now, I want you to take turns giving each other... compliments.
I hate you when you do this. He made me once compliment him on the podcast. It was the hardest thing I've ever done.
No, I want you to say something nice about each other. But okay. Look each other in the eye.
Jim.
This is a beautiful first date.
You're a very tall man. And I like tall men.
Don't break eye contact, Jim.
Oh, sorry. I have to get... Can you hear me on the mic, though? I'm now talking at an angle.
Okay.
Corey, you have... great facial hair.
Oh, thank you.
That's a lie.
No, it's not. I actually really like it.
It's a little patchy.
Yeah, but I quite like it. I think the first time I met you, you didn't have it, and you look better with it.
Thank you.
Stop looking back
over
at me,
Corey. Over the weekend, someone asked me if I was 23 years old, so I guess my skin is on fleek.
Good.
Do you know what on fleek means? You can come back.
I was must we sit
The date's
close?
Over. Oh, wow. I was just seeing
that
the chemistry.
That was the best first date I've ever had.
Did we have much chemistry? I feel like it might not have gone to...
Definitely watch.
We might not have made date two.
I don't think it would have even got to first base, for honest.
Yeah.
What was you and Tan's first date?
I took her to the cinema. Bearing in mind, we were...
What did you see?
We saw The Holiday, which is a film with...
I love that movie. Loves that movie.
Wow, you guys are meant to be.
we were very young, though. I think I was 18 or 19 then.
And how old are you now?
I'm 27. So I hadn't really been on many dates before. In fact, that was my first date. And I was really nervous, and she kissed me because I was too scared to make the move.
You know,
you're
going to
make Tyler cry.
I hate love. But one of my favorite things about you and Tanya is so attracted to you, and she's very vocal about it. Every time we're hanging out, she'll be like, look at him. He is so hot. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, we get it. Love is beautiful.
Mm.
So,
Do you know what? This is going to sound really, really soppy. We've been together for 9 years. I don't know many other couples that have been together as long as us.
No.
And are still sort of so in the honeymoon period.
Mm-hmm.
It's lovely.
Good for you.
Yeah. Thanks.
Well, I mean, you literally are in the honeymoon period.
Yeah, literally now.
Where did you go on a honeymoon?
For 4 days.
Wow.
I went to a place called Positano in Italy.
I don't know. Her.
It was lovely. It was lovely. But we got back and suddenly we realized we had 3 weeks off work because we had the wedding and then we had a week in between. And suddenly we had just...
Did you unplug during the honeymoon?
Yeah, so and then all the work caught up. So we got back to work and we were like, I hate you! Get away from me, I've got too much stuff to do.
Y'all have a million things going on.
Mm.
Between, you have a new line of stuff. What do you call the things that you sell?
Stationery?
Stationery.
Mm-hmm.
I always call it school supplies. But, stationery stuff. And I have to say, your pen, it's my go-to pen on flights when I'm filling out my
your customs
customs form, and I think of you every time I enter a country.
Can I get you to write a testimonial? Maybe
did you see my tweet? To I was filling the spokesperson. I'm trying to tell you is I need you to start paying me for all of the use I use for your pen.
Okay, I'm not. I mean,
it worked wonders.
I gave you a free pen. Isn't that enough?
You're still gonna have to pay.
Do you need another one?
I did a Sudoku. My one complaint is when I messed up my Sudoku, the ink was too good. I couldn't get rid of it.
But that's the same with most pens, isn't it? Well, unless you use a pencil.
Well, all I'm trying to say is, fuck you. You ruined my Sudoku.
I mean, if you got the number right in the first place, my pen
would have... I think it was
your
fault. I
guess your tone is a little pointed. I guess you should figure out whose office you're in right now.
Fine.
Yeah, bitch.
Fair point.
So when you got started on YouTube, did you or did you not think that you would get to this point?
No, I had no idea. I actually started making videos through desperation. Mm-hmm. I graduated, hated the job I went into.
That's very similar to me.
Yeah, and I just kind of panicked, and I was so miserable that my mum actually had me on, like, watch. She was really concerned I was going to hurt myself, because I used to get home from work and just go, don't talk to me, I hate everything.
Oh, no.
And I was at a really low point. And then Tanya was making videos and said, Jim, it's really fun, be creative, you know, it's something else to focus on. So I made videos, and...
One thing led to another.
5 years later, I'm here at a podcast with the one and only Tyler Oakley.
I mean, that's the American dream. I don't know about the British dream. So... Along your journey, was there anything that you've put up on the internet? Because I feel like we put out a lot of content, whether it's podcast or video or whatever, and we just spew out garbage sometimes. And we're like, what were we even talking about? Is there anything that you have put on the internet that you wish you could take back? Because once it's out there, it's done. It's a thing.
I mean, there's a few videos that I've privated or just completely deleted.
What were they?
Well, there's one where Tanya just gives me a foot rub.
No! And that's it.
Videos do very well on YouTube.
Yeah,
she gave
that's
me
a demographic.
She gave me like a whole pedicure, so she cut my toenails and was like rubbing my feet. Ah. It was horrendous.
Do you have nice feet?
I've got horrible feet.
Like hooves?
My feet look like E.T.'s hands. I've got really long fingers.
We were just talking about E.T.
Were you? Yeah. They're
that's
really
very
long...
topical for this podcast.
You know, have you seen E.T.?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, well, I don't know. I don't know your life. You know the scene where E.T.'s wearing a wig hiding in the closet?
Yeah, creepy.
When I wear a wig, I look just like that.
Do you?
No joke. 100%.
I can picture it.
I'm picturing your feet looking like E.T.'s hands.
Show me. Are you pulling them up?
I pulled up a picture of E.T.'s hands, and this is terrifying.
Speaking of E.T., I don't want to think about
his
your
big
feet
toe,
looking like that.
His big toe all lit up.
I also cross my toes. I find it really comfortable. My middle toe goes over my big toe, like they're crossed. I don't know why. I just find it comfy.
You can just naturally cross them?
Yeah.
That's pretty
while sitting
up.
Here?
Yeah, I'm doing it
Are
now.
You doing it right now? Yeah. This is just like
that's so weird.
Kegels.
What's that?
Well.
Oh, I know what they are.
Yeah.
I know those things you have to hold.
It's one of those things where... Nobody knows you're doing it.
Are you doing it right now? Do you have something?
Tyler's definitely got a Kegel face. You can tell when he's doing it.
What are you tightening?
This and that. You know, I was just looking at my thumbs yesterday, because I do this all day long. I push my thumb down against my...
I've seen you do that.
Really?
Yeah.
I do this all day long. And then I was looking at it. This thumb is rounded. This thumb is square. Because I do it all day long, every day, for years.
I can see how flat that thumb is from here.
It's I messed up. So you kind of have the same thing.
Probably.
How you have issues.
With my toes.
With your toe.
Yeah.
Speaking of E.T., would you go to space?
No.
Thank
you. Are you kidding?
That's what I've said. He's trying to get me to go to space.
I am going
to
be so fucking pissed if NASA never sends me to space.
I don't think you're top of their list, if I'm honest.
Did you just call me a bottom?
If the space suit
fits. An intergalactic
fits.
Bottom for the rest of the time.
An intergalactic bottom?
Just stuck on Earth while everyone else is up above.
Okay, well, I mean, you just saw The Martian.
Yes.
That's why you wouldn't go to space?
Yeah, I just think the whole concept of space is terrifying.
You're gonna die. You're gonna die no matter what.
It's a vacuum. Like, people aren't supposed to be in it.
You're not gonna die. You're saying you're gonna die in life whether or not you go to space.
No, I think if you're going to space, there's like a 98% chance of you dying.
What if you went to space? Say you're not with Tanya, whatever, I don't know, and you ran into a hot alien.
Well, I mean,
would you fuck this alien?
No.
That's weird.
What? Is it weird?
Why are you so close-minded to love?
Is that weird? I don't think it's that weird.
What if you had a thruple with me?
You, Tanya, in an alien, in a thruple. You using your E.T. toes in that alien.
I ship it.
I just want to say that one, aliens probably don't exist. And if they do...
Are you kidding me?
Okay, they probably do...
Aliens 100% exist. Okay. Are you kidding me? The aliens, we're the aliens.
If you think about it.
But also, what makes you think that it's all going to work? They might not have bits for you, my bits to go in. Right. They might like...
In the words
externally.
Of my good friend...
Like Frogspawn.
RuPaul. Make it work.
That's Tim Gunn.
Oh, yeah, Tim Gunn. Wait, do you know who Tim Gunn is?
No, I don't know who either of those people are.
Okay, well, Tim Gunn is very big in the fashion industry, mm-hmm. and knowing how
he
you
makes
are
it
the
work.
King of fashion, I'm a little surprised.
I'm really sorry.
Speaking of you being a king of fashion, I have to say, you are a style icon.
Thank you.
When I think about how I want to look on a red carpet, I'm like, I want to look sharp and dapper, just like Jim.
Oh, that's very kind.
I'm not just saying that. You have style.
Thanks.
Has that always been the case? Have you always been a fashion-y guy?
I mean, I've always been interested in fashion.
What
but,
about intergalactic fashion?
I mean, again, that's not a thing, is it? Like, that's a spacesuit, and that's all there is. There's not many options.
They just came out with a new spacesuit, and it looks dumb.
Okay.
Wow.
So,
how often do you spend time online just looking at space-related
things? Well, I'm just thinking, if I'm going, which I am, I'm putting it out there.
You're
going
to want a fashionable spacesuit.
It's got to look cute.
I think it's important to emphasize that those things aren't for fashion. They're for, like, life support.
Okay, well, fuck you. I also want to have
a little bit of teal on it.
Did you look up 2000?
That's it.
That's the new one. How dumb.
Yeah.
I'm also thinking...
There's
much wasted space. Why aren't they putting sponsors on it?
Tyler Oakley.
Why isn't there at Tyler Oakley across the back?
Follow me on Twitter, audible.com.
And into space.
Is that what they actually look like? They look like the troll from Harry Potter.
Mm. Were you in Harry Potter?
No.
Somebody we know
Zoe's hair was in Harry Potter.
Oh.
Her hair?
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh. Icon.
Were you there when we went to the Harry Potter place?
Mm-hmm.
I was really drunk that
You were,
day.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's...
And you're also,
I'm allowed to say it. If
you were
say
also
it, that's
flirting with Leon quite a lot, who is...
Oh, it's all
straight.
Coming back. Okay, well, quote
although,
unquote.
Yeah, quote unquote. I mean, I think you might have...
Do you know Leon?
I don't.
So Leon has a YouTube channel with Jim's brother.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait,
I've
looked at these people.
Oh, have you? Okay.
Show them, like, shirtless in your daily vlog, so this is your fault.
Okay, so who's more your type, my brother or me?
I thought you were going to say we're his friend.
Or his friend. I'm just
but
curious.
But I was going to say...
Leon and I, we have a lot of chemistry.
You did have you had a connection. And then the next day,
and
you both walked out of the same
alien
room.
Sex.
What? You both walked out of the same room the next day.
I don't know about that.
I'm pretty sure it happened. I'm not saying, like, anything happened, but...
As a Christian, I don't know if I can confirm or deny it.
Okay.
Why choose is my question.
But between what? Oh, between the Chapman brothers.
Yeah. Oh, right. Oh, no, not at the
thruple.
Same time.
That's my thruple.
So you wouldn't include an alien in your thruple. Whatever. So you wouldn't go to space.
No.
I guess I'll send you a letter. From space.
It's going to take.
How are you going
to
mail
2,000 years to reach me?
A rocket. I don't know how they do that.
On your little bottle rocket.
Skype. Via Skype, our sponsor. While I'm in space.
Okay. I mean, I don't think you thought this through properly.
Listen,
he does. There's a lot he doesn't think through properly.
Would you ever fuck a cartoon character? And if so, who?
Physically impossible, but Jessica Rabbit.
I was going to say my guess for him was going to be Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah, because she's like the cartoon version of Tanya, right?
I can see that.
Yeah. So Jessica Rabbit.
Okay. Okay.
She's not
That's
actually
all I
a rabbit.
To know.
No, she's not actually a rabbit. No. I don't know why she's got that surname. Although,
wait,
she can do better. What's the rabbit she's with?
Roger Rabbit.
Roger Rabbit. She can do better than Roger.
Who are these people?
Oh, Google it, please. She's hot.
I feel like if I search for that, porn's going to come up.
Here, I've got her.
Okay.
She's very va-va-voom.
Yeah.
Okay. Who was the person? Did you have a celebrity crush when you were growing up? Mine was,
T.J. Detweiler?
Well, I'm talking like a human.
Not Chris O'Donnell.
Chris O'Donnell from Batman and Robin.
Okay.
Oh my god.
In the Batman, in the Robin.
In
costume.
The Robin.
Really?
The, oh my god.
Because universally, that was a pretty terrible film.
Are you kidding me? Some type of
is that the one that
rude.
Had like Alicia Silverstone?
Yeah,
I think
it's
the one
it.
where they had nipples like on the.
He
suit.
Was so
yeah.
hot.
Yeah, good looking guy.
I would watch it on the lowest volume. And be this far away from the TV.
On a VHS.
On a VHS.
Is that part of the tape?
I would ruin
out.
That VHS.
It's a little worn out.
Wait, so who was your celebrity crush growing up?
Jessica Rabbit.
This is going to sound probably horrible, but I think I had a bit of a crush on Avril Lavigne for a while.
You know, there's
oh
a theory.
God.
But I was kind of a skater boy.
She
you know
has
what
the,
I mean?
She has the
with
same.
An eight?
Yeah, I was a skater, so SK8BOI.
You know, I had a cousin named Fove who.
Well, I had.
She still is with us.
Right.
It's a girl.
Yeah.
How do you spell it?
F-A-U-V-E. Okay. She's Canadian. I'm trying to get to Avril. So she had a folder. On this side of the folder was all clippings of Hanson stuff.
Yeah. Cool. Hanson.
On this side of the folder was all Avril Lavigne stuff. Mm-hmm. And there is a theory going around, and I saw it, that Avril Lavigne died after her first album, and she's been replaced by a lookalike. And
the youngest Hanson brother.
The youngest Hanson. And I wonder, was that the end of your crush? And you didn't even realize it, but you started to see this other lookalike. And you're like, oh, I don't really feel it anymore. But what you really didn't feel anymore was because it was different.
I think I just hit puberty and realized that I was turning into a man. And
Avril was not your type as a man.
I saw her recently, a year or two ago in a restaurant.
So did you see her or did you see her?
I just don't know. But I saw she was with the guy from Nickelback, right?
Chad Kroeger.
Yeah.
They're divorced now.
Oh, they're divorced now. Okay.
They're still writing music together.
Oh, good. Lovely.
Now, Nickelback. Is that Creed?
No.
No, it's... Because
you know how... Whoa.
Yeah.
An exclusive
Oh, my
cover.
God.
That's kind of how
we
all
have
their
the
songs
rights to that, so I'm going to have to...
Okay, fine. But that's how all their songs go, I think.
Now, as a skater boy, did you ever say, see you later, boy?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I
did. You shop at Hot Topic? I need to know everything about
that. Don't get that in the UK.
Hot Topic there. They're missing out.
So how did you even know about Avril?
Well, I mean, because music is...
Universal.
If it's universal, then you'd think that the aliens would have it too, which means that you would have a level to connect with that alien.
So
on,
we've brought
hence
it.
The thruple.
And hence why Avril Lavigne died, because she's actually an alien.
Oh my God.
It all goes back to that.
What if Tanya told you one day, Jim, I'm an alien?
I'd explain a lot.
I mean, I would agree, actually. Yeah. What's the weirdest thing about Tanya?
Tanya, yeah. Like she, I mean, she's a weird person.
I am aware. I'm very aware.
I don't think
she's got quirks.
She does have quirks. I don't think there's anything there's not one thing. I think she's just a very odd human being. Mm-hmm. I appreciate her very much because she's odd.
Okay, get real.
No, but it kind of keeps things interesting. But she's weird. Like I was in the airport with her yesterday on the way here, and she's just running away from me. And then running back, I'm like, Tanya, we're in an airport, control yourself. She's like, no, I just legs it off and comes back again.
She's like, a little bizarre.
That's a little bit like us, though. I mean,
what are you talking about?
People from an outside perspective would think we're
weird.
Oh,
I guess we act like we have our own quirks, but we're not together. I don't know why you're relating us to a married couple.
God.
Have you guys ever been together? Anything's ever happened?
We've connected on a spiritual
level. No.
Do you think it ever will between you two? Have you got one of those things where if you're not married
by
the time
you're...
No.
But if we're both not married by 80, it's done.
You're not going to live until 80.
Are you kidding?
I'm going to murder you before.
How long do you think you'll live,
put up with you for that much longer.
How long do you think you'll live?
I don't know. I think 80 is a good benchmark.
Are you kidding?
I think anything past that, and it's the rest of your life where you're just kind of... Like,
wearing diapers.
You can't control your bowels. You can't hear anything.
Oh, my God. I am going to be on top of that.
You'll be in space.
Me in space controlling my bowels, because Lord knows y'all couldn't see I was doing kegels. So... I'll be good to go.
There'll be no gravity, so I guess it'll be easier.
Oh, yeah.
Everything will just...
Just what? How does that work?
Gravity?
Yeah.
Shitting in space?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised you haven't Googled it.
Yeah.
I'm on it. I'll be right back. As a YouTuber, when will you stop being a YouTuber?
I don't know. I've thought about this.
Throughout the process, have you ever been like, I could do another year, and that was like 5 years ago?
No, I really enjoy it still.
Do you ever have moments where you're like...
I mean, I have days where I'm like, God, I can't be bothered. But actually, I think we all have the best job in the world. Right?
Yeah.
We have complete control over what we do. I think when I have kids, I'll have to reevaluate stuff, because I do daily vlogs at the moment and I don't want them to be in it continuously.
My family is very concerned about privacy, in the sense of it should be that individual's choice to have the privacy. And so to make that decision for... our nieces and nephews, when who knows what the future will be like, if that content will be recognizable, even without, you know, tagging or anything like that, if facial recognition will exist for all content that's ever existed on the internet, then do we have a right to put that online for them, blah, 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 blah. So I generally keep my nieces and nephews out of stuff, due to my, like...
You should have them wear, like, masks and stuff like Michael Jackson did with his kids.
Okay.
A blanket.
That, problem solved.
That child's name was Blanket.
Was his nickname.
What?
It's not really named Blanket.
Oh.
They're all named Prince Michael.
No.
Yeah, they are.
Except for the girl. Her name's Paris.
Right.
The other
How
two...
do you feel about the Duggars?
What's a dugger?
Oh, good question.
My
and then just move it
God.
Right along.
No! Come on. Stop the presses. So, the Duggars are an American family.
Right.
Who, I think they have, how many kids?
1,400 and counting.
They're like, there's...
No, that's a joke.
Yes.
They're like 23.
23 kids and counting. They all live in a huge...
And this is one mother
mansion.
And father.
Yes.
Right, okay.
And they all have names that start with J.
There's not many left, is there?
Well, they've...
They're not Oh, I thought you were asking.
No, there's not many
Duggars left. I'm
not
like,
many
there's
names left.
26 left. No, they just start making up names.
Okay,
you could be a Duggar, Jim.
Yeah, I mean, wow. Apart from the fact that they didn't birth me.
Lucky.
Halfway
there.
Lucky.
The dad's name is Jim.
Jim Bob.
There you go.
His name's Jim Bob.
Jim Bob's a very American name, I think.
Yeah, Jim is not.
I don't know. I just know that when I come to America, I get loads more Bobs than when I'm at home.
Okay.
Mm.
Now, you and Tanya, when are you having kids?
No idea. I said to her...
And can you be Duggars in the UK?
No, I think we're going to take it easy. One at a time.
I think the Duggars are taking it easy.
I think...
They've got 23 kids to do their bidding. That's a small army.
I don't think they do their bidding. They're not slaves.
You don't know how things
just
work.
Just think about it. They would all be vlogging, though, and all the cameras would be in the other shots.
Oh,
it was
my
just
God.
Very
really
confusing.
Yeah, lighting.
Yeah. I've said to Tanya on many occasions, I would have a baby yesterday. I'm really paternal right now. But I just don't think we're ready yet.
Okay.
I think...
I mean, you've got your whole life ahead
yeah,
of you.
It's harder for her, because essentially I don't have to get really fat and then squeeze a child out of me. And
you
then...
could do sympathy weight. A lot of people do that. I would do that. I would gain that much weight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
commiserate, if you will.
Yeah.
When's your book coming out?
I haven't got a book coming out.
Don't lie to me!
No, I haven't.
Putting you on the spot!
I'm not even in talks. I've actually said... I've had offers from publishers.
We get it. You're famous.
But I've said I don't want to hear about anything until I am ready or I have an idea. And there's nothing I really want to write about yet.
It's fair.
So,
I appreciate that. Because you don't want to put out garbage.
Yeah. And I kind of feel like it's...
And as a user of your pen, I know that you don't put out garbage.
Thanks very much. Yeah.
What? Corey, don't look at me like I'm talking about the pen too much.
Yeah, I'm just...
Anyway, is there anything else that people should know about you? What's a message that you think people should take from you in your existence online?
This is your last moment.
Before we kill you.
That's a lot of pressure.
What's your goodbye?
I don't think I really have one. Just thanks very much. If you watch me, then thanks. If you don't, then hey, come on over. Say hello.
Join the thruple.
That's all.
Touch my ET toes. I finished your sentence for you.
Thanks. That's exactly what I would have said, actually.
Well, Jim Chapman, where can people find you? I know you're all over the internet.
Yeah, you can find me at youtube.com/Jim Chapman. Or in London, if you happen to be there and see me on the street.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you okay with people coming up and saying hi?
Yeah, I love it, yeah. I mean, if I've just got out of the gym and I'm sweaty or something, then it's not ideal.
Somebody was filming me as I ran this morning.
Mm.
And I was like, I knew that they were on their way to school. And they turned around and came the other way and were, I think they were like Snapchatting or whatever. And they were like, Tyler! And I was like, I literally yelled, go to school! It was like 7:45 in the morning. I was like, get!
The worst is on the tube. Because you're kind of in a confined space.
You're trapped.
And, I mean, I love being stopped and chatting. But if it's someone who maybe isn't that chatty and you're stuck and they're like, oh, can I have a photo? You're like, sure.
And then you're just saying,
you have
it's
three
like saying
stops.
Goodbye to someone and then walking the same direction.
Yeah, you have three stops and I'm like, cool, so where are you off to? Yeah.
Well, people, if you see Jim, say hello. If you don't see Jim, follow him online, Twitter, YouTube, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
I can't wait to watch your love unfold with Corey after that romantic first
date. We've got a new hit reality show.
Mm-hmm.
The Thruple?
Mm-hmm.
Who's number three?
23 and counting?
Starring us and an alien.
Got it. Beautiful. Corey, where can people find you?
I am online at Corey Cool. Everywhere.
KoreyKuhl.
You can still spell my name.
Got it. And I am Tyler Oakley, if you want to find me. If you want to subscribe to the podcast, it's so easy to do. Corey, how easy is
it? It's just a little click on the iTunes.
iTunes.com/psychobabble. One click, weekly episodes. Thank you for joining us, Jim.
Thank you.
See you soon.
Cheers.
Bye.
Love you. Later.
See you.